Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
It is a jam-packed day on the Business News Hour. With us in studio now is Tom Hendrickson. Tom Hendrickson has founded something called Lead in 15, and that's happening here in the Des Moines Metro very soon, as a matter of fact. And he's been putting speakers together and all kinds of things to do as he teaches, and he puts together a business and leadership class and seminar coming up in April, I believe it is.
That's right.
April Tom, 19th. Welcome back. This is a second return for you.
Yes, yes. Thanks for having me, Michael.
So tell us, what in the heck is Lead in 15?
Well, Lead in 15 is real simple. It's leadership lessons in 15 minutes. So we're taking kind of the TED Talk approach, and we're getting people to kind of whittle down their best content. And it's kind of interesting. Adam Carroll is going to be there along with you, of course, Michael. But Adam was talking to me about, and some of the other speakers, about doing his TED Talk. And he said somebody told him, he saw this quote. He said, if you're going to speak for an hour, prepare in 10 minutes. But if you're going to speak for 10 minutes, take an hour.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So the whole idea that we really need to edit it down and find those best topics. And that's what we're really taking people. And as you know, Tony Poshton, he's going to be there as well.
Sure.
And I was talking to him and he's like, you know, this is really hard because he has been working on that. He's got his big event, the CI Week, this week. So he's been working on his speech too. He's going to talk about some things about goal setting and stuff like that and being a leader. But he mentioned that too. And I know you do a lot of speaking as well. You're going to speak for us. But that can be difficult for people to pare down, where a lot of people like to talk for, 45 minutes,
sure,
or an hour in a keynote. But if you give people only 15 minutes, kind of constrains them and really tells them to bring only their
bring
best stories.
Bring the A game. This is really an interesting thought process. What led you to this, Tom?
Well, it kind of came to me. I was actually going to speak at an event up at my alma mater, UNI. I was going up there, and I was in the car, and I was thinking about putting something together. It was like, kind of a new challenge for me, and this was kind of the idea that I started thinking about, and having a couple conversations with a few people kind of really helped me hone it in on that leadership topic for business leaders and leaders in the community, to give them that, a good nugget of information in that small time frame can really help them. And in our day and age that we're in now, people want information. They want it quickly.
Right.
And so we don't want to wait around, but to really, find that best piece and share it with people.
Tom Hendrickson, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Lead in 15, and Tom's been working on this. How long?
So I've been working on it for about 3 months now, putting this together. So
okay.
Just kind of really putting it together. It's funny, as I talk to people, a lot of people have been very helpful sharing things. Talk to Alan Fire and Greg Thompson. Some of the
sure.
people here in the community have been really helpful in giving me guidance, along with Tony Poshton, who's puts his event together. He was really helpful in telling me, Tom, you got to put in some breaks here. You got to give people a break. You can't give them too much. And so that was one of the things, as I was scheduling it, I actually had too many speakers in there and had to cut some things out and put in some breaks so people kind of have a little brain break. They can, kind of relax and let things sink in. So
I know when you reached out to me and you said, hey, would I be interested in presenting?
Mm-hmm.
It took me a little while to figure out what the heck you had planned here, because I'm going 15 minutes, Lead in 15. Okay, leadership in 15 minutes. And, even as you said, how to distill something that's really worth value
mm-hmm.
to those individuals that come and leave it there on the floor in 15 minutes. Good stuff. So when is it? How much? And how do we get a hold of tickets?
So the event is April 19th at the Windsor Heights Community Center. It's from 8 to noon. You can get tickets on the website LeadIn15, and that's Lead, LEADN 15.com, and the tickets are available on there. They're $39 currently. That's the early rate, and then
sure.
they're going to go up here in a few days to $49.
And who would you suggest comes to this?
This is an event, I think it's for people in leadership or people who want to be in leadership to kind of want to learn some of those lessons. And also, too, it's a great networking opportunity. It's going to be a lot of great speakers there, and a lot of people, a lot of leaders are going to be there. So it's going to be a good opportunity for people to kind of rub elbows with some of the leaders here in the community.
No age restrictions, I'm sure.
No age restrictions.
No, you want folks to come.
Yes.
It's called Lead in 15. Tom Hendrickson, ladies and gentlemen, is the brains behind this. So if this is successful, and I think it will be. I mean, you know, you spend half a day, you get all kinds of jolts of energy or creativity or innovation thrown at you, and you can jot down some things and maybe go work on one or two. Mm-hmm. And then what?
Well, and that's a great question, Michael. You bring up what's next. And we actually have an additional ticket offering so people can get additional coaching. We're going to have some coaching classes after the event. So we'll do weekly coaching after the event. So we're going to do five or six weeks. And so people will have that ability to kind of follow up. So when you learn something from a Michael Libby or whoever, you're going to be able to interact with some of those people. So we're going to have calls after the event, and that's going to really help people, you know, bring that information and put it into practice. And we're also going to have a panel too. So that's going to be helpful too. So you can be able to interact and ask some questions. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Lots of things going on. The 19th day of April, ladies and gentlemen, we will have, of course, links to all of this on our radio blog so that you can just click and go and find a ticket to Lead in 15 with Tom Hendrickson. It sounds like fun stuff, you know, and it'll be nice to reconnect with so many of the people that I've shared stages with in the past. So I'm certainly looking forward to that. In your spare time, when you're not doing this, Tom, what is your business?
Well, my business is I'm a career coach, and I work with a lot of different individuals to help them find and kind of reconnect to their career. And, you know, I do a lot of work as in the technology area, too. So I work with a lot of technology teams, work with a few companies here in town, helping those teams kind of realign themselves. Sometimes we have people that, you know, need to do some one-on-one coaching, and then occasionally we also do training as well.
Yeah. His name is Tom Hendrickson, ladies and gentlemen. The event is on the 19th of April. It is called Lead in 15, and we will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Thanks so much for coming in and doing this, Tom. This sounds like a lot of fun, and I think it'll be of great interest. It's not going to be one of those kinds of things that's so deep into the woods that you're going to have to, you know, study afterwards.
No,
this should
no.
be something just to pique some interest and get some juices flowing.
Real practical advice.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. It's called Lead in 15. On the blog, we will have links. Thanks again, Tom.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, we've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. What did happen to the? I can tell you this. It was, you know, it's every day is like a roller coaster anymore. So, you know, we were down a bunch, and then the stocks came back, and they ended slightly higher. We'll give you the numbers when we come back.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. Finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top at Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to know.